Mylene Goldstein for the petition for the respondent.
Attorney opposite order. Val Moretti, Councilor DeMaran, correspondent HPD. So your name is
Gregory Scott.
All right, everybody have a seat.
Thank you, Your Honor.
So I have a harassment case and
a
HP case.
Yes.
You may have settled the HP case in the interim. Okay. But we haven't settled the harassment case.
So, what the violations have been corrected?
In the HP case? Dr. Scott has denied my client access on. We stipulated to March 14th to fix the chain guard on the door. Petitioner denied the landlord access on the 14th. Even though we were not obligated to go on the 15th, we went again on the 15th. Access again was denied, according to my client, who's before Your Honor. The petitioner, my client heard footsteps or something behind the door on the 14th, the stipulated date, and they knocked and nobody let them in.
So,
May I? Can I tell you the process? It's a very, very different than usual. Since I live like one block away from this building, I volunteered to go on the hour, Saturday morning, this coming Saturday morning, and I will be like a witness to see whether access is given.
Sure?
Yeah,
that's fine.
I want to just reserve my claim for costs because I don't think I should have made this motion after the petitioner stipulated to give us access and then denied us.
So how do you feel about that?
I don't want to settle any of this. But I'm being pushed to accept something when they perjured themselves. I'm happy to have him come and have the chain guard installed, but they have perjured themselves twice.
Okay,
they have lied.
Sir, I'm just talking about the HP. For the purposes of access, are you willing to have the repair done on Saturday with
if I'm not giving up the claim for perjuries, two perjuries,
so
and them not coming?
Perjury is a criminal offense that you would have to have them find, first of all, through a trial.
Okay.
And to tell you the truth, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go through a trial just so you get a perjury claim over to criminal court. I'm not doing it. Okay, so if there's a dispute and
you were here. I can show you. May I show you the picture and why they perjured themselves?
So HP, I would appreciate if you stop using the word perjury because they could call you names too, but I don't really want to get into that. That's not helping me resolve the case. I have no trouble having a trial on it. Sir,
I'm listening.
No, you're not listening.
I'm trying to
look
away.
So I'm going to tell you not to use the words like that in the context of this conference. If you want to have a trial, we can lay it down for a trial.
I would.
So you're rejecting the offer to have the repair done on Saturday. Is that correct?
No, I would happily do that as long as I don't give up the right to...
Sir, at the end of the case on the HP case, that would be ending the case.
So this court doesn't mind if people perjure themselves?
Your Honor, this is just an indication of the kind of climate that Mr. Scott creates.
We'll have it to be honest. Do you have your answer in here?
For the HP case? The HP case has been settled. The only thing that's...
Well, the only thing we can try is the motion, whether there was access provided on the date of the 14th.
The HP case has been previously settled by virtue of a consent order. Mr. Scott violated the consent order by failing to give us access. We made a motion to restore. We failed to appear on that motion to restore because we miscalendared it. The gentleman brought it back by order to show cause anyway. The order to show cause was then resolved with another stip. This other stip was violated, and I made another motion to restore, and that's before the court now. So before the court now is my motion to restore to get access because the gentleman. But we're past the point of where the most of the work was done. The only thing that's left outstanding is the chain door lock.
But you haven't had. You're saying that you want to restore for me to find
Yes.
Right.
And this cannot be settled because the lady has graciously agreed to go and have that issue resolved. The Mr. Scott has refused to cooperate, so I have to, I guess, set it down for a hearing.
Sure.
Determination.
No problem.
Whether or not he's giving access.
No problem. But again, so the court can see, this is the kind of climate, this is the kind of condition that Mr. Scott has created by being obstructive, by being confrontational, by being combative. Your Honor, it's a little minor demonstration. Not in the spirit of
resolution.
Everyone,
quiet down.
So this motion is, I just want to make sure I have the motion.
Yes, sir.
So this motion.
Is that the one where he signs under threat of perjury that I denied access?
Okay, here we go.
No, it's not. No, it's not. The answer is simple. It's
no?
March. That's the last one.
I can't see it.
That's February. March is the.
I have the same one for March. If you give me 2 seconds, I'll show you the affidavit. And they're calling me a liar, and I was there the whole time.
I said good morning to Mr. Scott this morning. He ignored me like I'm some kind of enemy. He's just not.
Okay,
a,
so we have. I just want to.
He just creates atmospheres of unpleasantness.
Yes.
Kim.
Yes.
There's a motion that was made by this.
I can't see that, Your Honor. He did two of them.
Yeah, the latest.
The last
dated,
one.
That was dated March 15th.
Written up, thank you.
Right.
No,
do you have written opposition?
No, you're right.
What do you mean by that?
No, he does not. He does not.
I haven't received any judgment.
Do you want to write something to tell me why you don't want to agree with his request?
Yeah.
Okay. So how many days do you need to do
that? I'm getting an attorney from this point on.
Okay.
Okay.
How many days? I still have to mark this. In 2 weeks?
This is part of a...
Sir, the question is...
At least. And I'm traveling for IBM to go to business in Spain, so I need at least 2 weeks. I won't be able to do it until May.
Your Honor, the only thing is that there's one outstanding violation. My client's time to cure is... My client's time to cure the violation.
You're accusing them of criminal conduct, and then I'm not putting it over to May. If you want to get an attorney, that's wonderful. News, and I'm going to give you 2 weeks to come back to court on the return date. You have reply papers or opposition papers to this motion.
No, Your Honor, I'm okay. If Your Honor is opposed to putting it into May, then I understand the court's position. My office has a little bit of a scheduling issue going on in April, so I'm actually okay with May, but I would also like the court to toll the time within which my client has to correct the violation, because the time to correct it expires in a couple of weeks and a couple of days. And I mean, we are telling Your Honor that many good faith efforts have been made. In fact, most of the violations have been corrected, except for that one. Right, if the court says that you have until that to correct the violation, then you're okay with the resolution of the motion. You're okay with that, right? As long as HPD doesn't. No, you're okay with that?
Yes. Can you do that, Vic? Can you just listen to the ruffle papers now? This is important to talk about.
The court's, it's got to be a Thursday or...
Yes, Tuesday or Thursday.
Tuesdays or Thursdays.
Or Friday morning.
I would ask for a Tuesday, but I'll accept whatever the parties, whatever the gentleman, Your Honor, is okay with.
2:15 on Tuesday.
On 17?
about
May 17th.
Or,
okay.
Pam?
May 17th.
I'm going to
make this at
2:15.
Yes, Your Honor.
May 17th.
15 in the afternoon?
Yes.
We'll give you a reminder.
Should we put the harassment claim on?
The risk and the violation and the cure period.
Thank you, Judge. It's an A violation, right, Joe?
It is.
It's an A violation for a.
Told.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Okay. All right. So let the judge know.
No, the judge is totally good. She's totally going to tell the resolution of this. So.
And so we'll do the harassment,
adjourn
the harassment to that afternoon?
Yes,
that's, if, that's perfect. I'll put in an answer, Judge.
Okay, and then they told until a decision is rendered on the instant motion.
Thank you.
Is he going to have to submit his answer by, mail his answer by,
his opposition?
Yeah.
You can bring it in on May 17th.
Very good.
Can I bring my answer in on May 17th also?
Oh, so you didn't put an answer?
Not yet, not to the harassment claim.
To the harassment. Okay, well, then that's a different one. Okay, so.
Whatever Your Honor wants
well,
us to do.
Well, do you want
to.
Okay, so the answer, you don't need an answer in this case.
Only in the harassment case.
Okay, I'm
not. That's what, yeah, I'm sorry.
All
right. No, the time is told.
And the harassment was also adjourned for to May 17th.
Can I have until April 30?
That's
3 weeks before the court date.
30th. So you're going to get an answer from this lawyer. Two things are going to happen. You're going to get an answer to the Raskin claim from the attorney by April 30th. You're going to come back to court on May 17th in both cases.
Okay.
And on the HP case, the one about the problem with the access date, you're going to have a lawyer put opposition papers in, or you can write your opposition on yourself by yourself. And bring it in on the 17th as well. See you then.
Thank you.
May I ask if we'll be under oath then?
It's a hearing, yes.
To judge the time, the time to cure the violation is told, Your Honor, this morning.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you give me my decision?
Oh, Your Honor,
I wrote a decision.
Oh, I thought, okay. As always. Thank you.
All right.
Okay.